This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. You might have heard about people who talk to trees, but can trees speak? Biologist David Haskell spent a year studying trees across the globe, paying the minutest attention to their movements, growth, and sounds. He found trees do communicate. They send out pulses like the vibrations of vocal cords. Here, Haskell used a high-intensity sensor to listen to the roots of a palm tree growing on a sand beach. Haskell will be talking about his new book, The Songs of Trees, Tuesday night. That's October 3rd at Illinois Wesleyan University. In this Skype interview, he tells GLT's Judy Valente we can learn much about our world and ourselves from listening to trees.
So trees have voices in many different ways. The most obvious and perhaps the most familiar is the voices that are evoked by the wind and the rain in trees. And of course, every tree has its own wind sound and its own sound in the rain that reveals its physicality. It reveals how stiff or thick or fine the needles and branches are and the leaves are. And so the voice, in attending to the voice of the trees as the wind moves through them, we can learn something about the being of that tree, about what it is, how it relates to its environment, and how it differs from other trees. Just as each bird species has its own sound, its own voice, and of course every human individual does, so too the tree voices.
What you did that I thought was so extraordinary was you detected these pulses even within a single twig, and then you translated those pulses into sound. What gave you the idea to do that?
For one of those experiments, I took an ultrasonic detector and hooked it up to the branches of a tree, and it could hear the sounds of distress, of drought within the twig, or kind of a little crackling, ultrasonic crackling sound that emerges as water vessels within a twig break. At another scale, I hooked up a little caliper to a very ordinary maple twig, and this twig, it turns out, is pulsing through the day and the night. So it gets thinner during the day as water moves through the twig from the stem out to the leaves, and then it fattens up at night as the water stops flowing. So there's an analogous process to the pulsing in human arteries or in our veins. And so I measured that pulse by measuring the diameter of the twig, expanding and contracting, and then converted that into sound by turning those measurements of diameter into piano notes. So the fatter the twig, the higher the sound. The thinner the twig, the lower the sound. So you can hear a 24-hour cycle of high sounds and low sounds as the twig expands and contracts.
David Haskell is speaking Tuesday at 7 in the Hanson Student Center at Illinois Wesleyan. The talk is co-sponsored by the John Wesley Powell Audubon Society and the Illinois Wesleyan Environmental Studies Program. Haskell's also the featured speaker Wednesday at a 50th anniversary celebration of the Parklands Foundation. The Parklands event begins at 5:30 at the Doubletree Hotel in Bloomington.